Hey, you ever get that little thrill opening a brand new board game? You know, that perfect stack of components, everything sitting just right.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Today on the deep dive, we're kind of going behind the scenes of that moment. We're looking at maybe the unsung heroes of getting that game to you. Packaging and kitting.
Right, stuff people don't always think about, but it's crucial.
We've got some really great insights, pulling from a guide, actually. Stuff that can really make a difference in getting your game to players in perfect shape, you know, creating that great first impression.
Exactly. Think of this as like a shortcut to understanding the practical steps. It's not just about getting the game there, it's about making sure the customer's, well, delighted.
Okay, let's get into it then.
We're aiming for efficiency and, yeah, that fantastic unboxing experience you mentioned.
Okay, so the game design's locked, the art looks amazing. What's the first practical thing to make sure it arrives safely? Our source really hammers home designing for durability, like right from the start.
Absolutely. The game box itself, that's your first line of defense. It needs to handle, well, all the bumps and knocks of shipping. And interestingly, the guide suggests that investing a bit more in higher quality materials for the box, like thicker chipboard and that kind of thing, it can actually cut down on damage claims later.
Oh, okay. So like a small investment pays off.
Potentially, yeah.
Yep.
Fewer replacements, happier customers. It makes sense when you think about it.
And it's not just the outer box, right?
Yeah.
What's inside seems just as important for keeping all those little bits and pieces safe.
Precisely. Internal inserts are key. You need something to stop everything rattling around. A good insert, it sort of cradles all the components.
Right.
And the guide also mentions shrink wrapping the whole box. Simple step, but adds another layer of protection. Keeps it in heat, protects from scuffs.
Okay, so you've got this sturdy, well-protected game box now. Now you actually have to get all the components into it. That's kidding, yeah.
That's kidding. Basically, the assembly process, taking all the separate parts, boards, cards, tokens, everything, and putting them together into the final package that ships out.
And for big print runs, that sounds like it could get complicated fast.
Oh, absolutely. An efficient kitting workflow is essential if you're making thousands of games. Otherwise, you hit bottlenecks, delays. It's a headache.
So, what are some tips for making that smoother, especially at scale?
Well, the guide we're looking at highlights a couple of key things. Pre-sorting components is a big one. Labeled bins, trays, anything to keep things organized, saves time, reduces errors,
Makes sense.
and it sounds basic, but checklists. Meticulous checklists, making sure every single box gets every single piece.
Yeah.
Non-negotiable.
Missing pieces are the worst. Instant disappointment.
Exactly. It's a quick way to get negative feedback.
Now, what about for like really huge projects, Kickstarter campaigns that blow up, that kind of thing? Tens of thousands of games.
Right. For that kind of volume, you start looking at automation. Or semi-automation, maybe. Our guide mentions some manufacturers, like Delano Games, offer these services.
Some machines helping out.
Yeah, maybe helping with counting or sealing boxes. It boosts efficiency and, importantly, consistency when you're dealing with massive numbers.
Okay, got it. So we've covered the box strength. The assembly line. Let's go back inside the box again, those custom inserts. That feels like a place where games can really stand out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, protection, yes, but it's also presentation. That wow factor when you first open it. Those vacuum-formed plastic trays, for instance, they give that custom fit. Everything has its place. It just feels premium.
They really do. But they can be pricey, right? What if the budget's tight?
Yeah, they can add cost. Cardboard inserts are a great alternative, often more cost-effective, and a smart design can still keep things organized really well.
Okay.
And it's good to see more eco-friendly options appearing, too. Recycled materials, plant-based stuff, there's definitely a demand for that.
Our guide actually calls out a few publishers who do this really well. Stonemaier Games gets mentioned, like Wingspan, Scythe.
Oh yeah, Stonemaier's known for this. Their inserts are often really thoughtfully designed. It's not just about holding pieces.
What do they do differently?
Well, sometimes they have these integrated trays you can just lift out and put straight onto the table. Super practical. And some even have lids on the component trays.
Oh, nice. Prevents spills.
Exactly. They're clearly thinking about the player's experience during setup and play, not just storage.
And the guide also mentions Cephalofair games. Gloomhaven, Frosthaven, those games have a ton of stuff in the box.
The legendary amount of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that many components, organization isn't just nice, it's essential. Otherwise, players just get overwhelmed.
So how do they manage it?
They use a lot of like labeled internal boxes, baggies, a whole system within the main box. And they often plan space for expansions too, which is really forward thinking. It shows they understand how people will actually use and store the game long term.
Okay, so the game is beautifully packed internally. Now, getting that whole box through the mail or courier system, that needs another layer of protection, right? Outer packaging.
Yes, absolutely critical. Even a tough game box needs a shipping box. The guide recommends standard corrugated boxes, but importantly, ones that leave a bit of space for cushioning.
Not too much space, though.
Right, you don't want it rattling around. Just enough for padding. And for international shipping or bulk orders, they suggest double-walled boxes. Extra strength.
And the padding itself, what works best?
The usual suspects, really. Bubble wrap, air pillows, even just crumpled craft paper packed tightly. The goal is just to fill the voids and stop the game box shifting inside the shipping box.
Gotcha. Minimize movement.
Exactly. And clear labels, of course. Maybe even branded outer packaging if you want to reinforce the brand identity right from the doorstep.
Now, shipping globally? That sounds like a whole other level of complexity, especially for crowdfunding campaigns aiming worldwide.
It really is. You've got customs, import taxes, different rules in different regions about what packaging materials are allowed. It's a lot.
And language, too, presumably.
Rules.
Yep. Language considerations for rules, component lists, plus ensuring you comply with all the local safety regulations, import laws. It can be a bit of a minefield.
So what's the advice there?
The guide strongly suggests partnering with experienced international fulfillment centers. Companies like eFulfillment Service, who know how to navigate all that complexity, they can save a lot of headaches.
Okay, makes sense. So, final piece.
Yeah.
You've done all this planning, designed great packaging, set up kitting. How do you make sure it's actually working?
Yeah.
Quality control.
Yes. Super important final check.
Right.
Because inconsistent packaging, or worse, missing components, that can kill your reputation no matter how good the game is.
So how do you QC this effectively?
Spot checks are key during the kitting process, just pulling random boxes off the line and verifying everything's there and packed correctly.
Using things like barcode scanning or digital tracking can also help minimize human error in the assembly line. And finally, listen to your first customers. Early feedback is invaluable for catching issues quickly.
Right. So wrapping this up, it seems like packaging and kitting, they're not just afterthoughts. They're really core to the whole customer experience.
Absolutely, the core message. For many people, that package arriving is the first physical interaction they have with your game, your brand. Doing it well shows care, protects the product you worked so hard on,
and sets the stage for a great first impression.
Precisely. It contributes hugely to whether they feel good about their purchase right from the start.
So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Try to put yourself in your player's shoes. When they open that box, what small details in the packaging, in the kitting, could make that unboxing experience really stand out, really positive and memorable?
Yeah, those little touches can often make a surprising amount of difference.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.